but we do have to hear our best. And to help us hear on from a woman's perspective, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. As August winds down, I've been reflecting on the little moments that make life meaningful. This month on the show, we've explored some playful and thoughtful themes. And when I look back at them, they all point to something at the heart of what we do every day, connection. We started the month with Simplicity Day, and I thought about how often simplicity shows up in hearing care. When someone comes in frustrated because conversations have become stressful and noisy places feel like a battle, life feels complicated. They start avoiding the situations that used to bring them joy. But the moment we get their hearing working properly, when voices become clear and the world softens into focus, life gets simple again. That first smile when they realize when they can hear naturally, that's the magic of simplicity. Then we had Enjoy Life Day. And it's true, enjoying life is often about the little things we take for granted. It might be the sound of your family laughing in the kitchen, your favorite song on the radio, or even the subtle, comforting hum of nature outside your window. I've met people who didn't realize how much they were missing until we restored their hearing and they noticed the birds again, tiny, joyful sounds that make life feel full. And then National Handholding Day reminded us that guidance matters. In hearing care, that's what we do best. We hold our patients' hands figuratively, walking with them step by step. We don't just hand over a pair of hearing aids and send them on their way. We explain, we adjust, we listen to their concerns, and we celebrate those little wins together. Because confidence in hearing doesn't come from technology alone. It comes from knowing someone's right there with you, guiding you. And then, of course, Tell a Joke Day, the one that makes me smile. A joke is only funny if you catch the punchline. And it's amazing how many people miss those small, joyful moments without even realizing it. Hearing loss has a way of stealing laughter quietly, and I love nothing more than giving that back. So as we close the chapter on August, my hope for you is simple. Lean into connection. Listen to the people you love. Laugh when the moment calls for it. Let life sound full again. And if you've been waiting for the right time to do something about your hearing, maybe this is it. We're always here to help you get back to the conversation and back to the moments that make life worth hearing.
And Edmund, I appreciate the fact that you're part of our team because you hold people's hands through a process, not just on one day of the year because we're celebrating it, because always when people walk in your door, they get what they need. They get caring help from and solid information. Anyone listening who wants to perfect their hearing or their hearing aid, it starts with a hearing test at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. One call gets you started, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. You can pilot your calendar and put an appointment at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto into it, and then you'll be sure that you can hear your best once you've dealt with Edmund and his team. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Edmund, thank you. Thank you for the recap, and thanks for being you, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.